Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a little bit nervous about doing this. This is my first time doing the Real Estate Show with you.
Jeff, are you kidding me? You are the KSL radio king over here. You do what, 4 hours of live radio every single day?
Yeah, but a lot of it is scripted. This is different. This is a freewheeling conversation. I've heard this show many times. Interesting, but unscripted.
This will be a lot more fun, Jeff. You're going to learn a lot. You know, on the KSL Real Estate Show, we get to talk about all the great things that are going on in real estate, not only in Utah, but also in the country. And Jeff, you know, here's a little stat for you. 90% of millionaires made all their money in real estate. So this is kind of a cool show.
Where were you when I was 40?
Right. So, you know, being a furniture owner, I do interior design, all of those good things. But, you know, my husband and I actually have made way more money in real estate investments than we ever have in selling real estate or anything else. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, money in the bank is one thing, but you really just need to have a place that you love to be. And that's where your home comes in. Today, I'm really, really excited. We have a great guest back on the show. His name is Bob Eisen. He is with Left Bank Art. Welcome to the show. How
Heather,
are you?
Heather, thanks for having me here today. And Jeff, great to meet you.
Pleasure. Likewise.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we get into that, though, we need to know a little bit more about Jeff Kaplan. You know, you're new to the real estate show. Lindsay Ertz moved from radio to the television segment of KSL. But Jeff, you're all that. I've heard so many cool things about you.
I kind of shy away from talking about myself. No, I don't. I'm originally from the New York, New Jersey area. Met a girl, moved here, fell in love. We've been together, married
Smart
for 12
guy.
Years. And it's amazing. We have our own real estate and we love our home. And I think like everybody else listening who owns a home, we've been absolutely amazed as we've become wealthier just sitting in our house watching TV and doing whatever, as this market has done what it has done, if you're fortunate enough to be in on the game.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that. You know, there's so many different aspects of real estate. We'll talk about how to get in the game. If you are, you know, more in Jeff's situation, I have older kids, much like you. And, you know, we're kind of just comfortable where we are and it's hard to move. But then it's always fun to be in that position where you can invest in real estate and make money and have, you know, I call it mailbox money, but renters paying you, which is, you know, a huge bonus, which offers financial freedom and just freedom in your life, you know, time and vacations and all the good things. But like I said, today we have Bob Eisen with Left Bank Art. He is all the way here from Denver, Colorado to come and talk to us about art and everything good. Bob, not only are you a furniture rep and a representative of this manufacturer, but you also do your own design studio there in Colorado. So you sell furniture, you sell art, all the good things. Tell us a little bit about yourself and
That's
how you
right.
ended up getting into this business.
Well, Heather, my great-grandfather in Denver had a furniture store a lot of years ago and went to my grandfather, and then my father switched from retail to wholesale, opened up a design center or a showroom in the design center in Denver. So we've been doing that for the last 65 years. I started with him 40 years ago. So we're able to do different parts of the business, which includes me being a rep and covering my 6 states that I cover. And I'm lucky to represent Left Bank Art, which makes such a difference in the home today. I guess, as Jeff was saying, a lot of people like to stay in their homes. As certainly as we went through COVID, they didn't want to go out and they did change their homes and beautify them.
Absolutely. Okay. So, you know, what are the top reasons and the importance of art in our homes, not only residential, but also in the commercial atmosphere? I have some ideas, but what do you think?
I think today, a lot of fabrics are solid color. They're a little boring, and you walk into an environment, and normally it's a gray fabric with a gray carpet and possibly gray walls. So now we've got color put in through the art. And the great news about Left Bank is we have great prices. So when someone says, I'm tired of that art, I want something new, they're not throwing away a $3,000 or $4,000 piece of art. They can make a change. And that color so often brings happiness, elation, people that just feel better, and they walk into a room with a little bit of color. But most people are not going to put a colorful sofa in their home. They're going to do it with the art or the pillows.
There is something that is so meaningful about art. Once you find something that speaks to you, and I, you know, for every single person, that's something different, but it really can create emotion. It can make people cry. You've been in those art galleries and watched that person just with tears streaming down their face. Art can make you laugh. The expression, the creativity of art, and then deciding what you want to put in your own home that's meaningful to you. Maybe it's a childhood memory. Maybe it reminds you of a vacation or, you know, beautiful architecture. For me, a lot of that's, like you had mentioned, Bob, just bringing in the color into a space is so important.
That's right, Heather. And I'm lucky enough that Left Bank listens to me. And so I do a lot of work in ski areas because I love the mountains. So when I was over in Vail, probably 5 or 6, well, maybe 4 years ago, I saw some art that was actually accomplished on a snowboard. And I sent this idea into our facility, and they listened and they created artwork on snowboards. So how fun for me to be able to go to Park City and the different ski areas and present. Basically, we can do any image that they like on the snowboard within the 26,000 images we offer. But they've been really fun. So I love ideas like this. Besides just the canvas, we print on plexi, we create these ideas. And certainly we have a new photographer out of Park City, and she loves to go to Yellowstone. So I can create the mountain look as well as the city look and contemporary images that really are strong.
So Left Bank has so many different materials that they print on. Not only were you talking about the snowboards, but they do wallpaper.
Oh, and that's big. We just started doing wallpaper recently. And so now we did a project up in Park City, and it was 40 feet long. So basically you could do an animal on a wall. You could do a fun kids room. I was in a hotel about 2 weeks ago in Vail, and there wasn't one piece of art in the hotel room, but they had a beautiful mural. And I really think we're going to see a lot more murals being done in homes today.
Is that big. The way wallpaper is going? Because I think of wallpaper and I think of 1950s TV shows.
I think it is, Jeff. I mean, I think it's going to make much more of a statement in the room. And I think we allow you to have so many different images that we can change. And if somebody looks at part of the image and says, I want to blow that up big, we can do that.
Not only do you do that, but you can customize any of your images to the size that fits best for your space.
That's right. And so many of the homes in Salt Lake seem to be getting larger. And a lot of times somebody wants to take an image and put it on each side of a fireplace, which we call a diptych. So we'll take an image, divide it in two, and then Heather, you can tell us what size you want it to be. My only limitation now is that we can go up to an 8-foot square, but we have to worry about the size of the front door and the size of the truck it's coming in. But so we can make large art, and that's really a big help for these larger homes.
Oh, for sure. So many different styles. That is one thing that is very unique about Utah is, you know, we have that cute little grandma that loves the traditional home. We have our younger millennials that are definitely swinging more modern and contemporary. We have our Park City area, which is, I call it Mountain Modern. They want things warm and cozy, but definitely more organic. We have the Alpine community. We have, you know, holiday, every shape and size and culture, and people love religious art or don't love religious art. And you have it all.
We do. And I just went to market, and each market I go to, we introduce about 900 new images. So we're constantly working on it. And I must admit that when I go there, if I don't have enough images for Utah or Colorado, I'm the first one to speak up and say, I need more. A lot of times it's going to be the organic colors like you're talking about. But we also want to have the flowers and the beautiful landscapes to make sure that everyone's happy.
What are some of the other elements that you can print on besides canvas?
So we actually do, we start with the canvas, and we have more natural fiber. There's ones that are textured. We have a glass coat that is actually where we take the canvas and we put epoxy on it. So it's a coating of epoxy, and it's three layers thick. So we pour it on three times. It makes it real contemporary and shiny. And so you could take a traditional image and put this finish on it and give it a whole different twist.
And it almost looks like a lacquer.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And I love on plexi, which plexi is very thin. It's shiny. I put one in my own home, and we did a beautiful storm coming over the water.
That's incredible. You also do a linen finish, which I think is one of my favorites.
Yes, we do. And that's just a soft approach, very sophisticated, and you get the feel of the fabric.
And then framing is a whole nother subject. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We have Bob Eisen here all the way from Denver, Colorado, to give us all the tips and tricks and the latest trends on Left Bank art and what's coming to Osmond Designs near you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
We're back on the Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. We are so happy to have you on the show with us. This is Jeff's very first show, but don't be fooled. He is the radio king here at KSL and does, what, 4 hours every single day of live
radio?
3 to 7
every weekday afternoon. But I'm nervous about this show because I've never done it before. And you're both, Bob and you, Heather, are imposing people who have stature in your industries. And it's like, what do I have to say? I have, you know, Jeff, very little to offer, I feel, so I'm just trying to step lightly.
Jeff, we want to hear all of your tips and tricks. I mean, I keep asking Jeff, tell us about your DIY real estate stuff. You know, he told me, he goes, what? I don't do any fix-its on my house. I just sub it all out.
No, I don't do tools. It's just not a thing. I told my wife before I married her, I don't do tools. She said, don't worry, I do.
Don't worry. Oh, that's so cute.
I got her a circular saw for her birthday.
Oh, let's go. I love your wife.
She's awesome.
I haven't met her, but Tool Man
awesome.
Tim, yeah, I love, you know, women these days. Let's go. Let's figure it out. Okay, Jeff, so happy to have Bob Eisen on the show with us again. He's all the way from Denver, Colorado. He's been on the show before. It's been a little while. But recently, you just returned from High Point Furniture Market, where Left Bank Art introduced how many new images? 900?
We did. We had 900 images, and we have a fantastic new artist. In fact, I hope you'll be able to see her art in Osmond Homes. They're beautiful, and they're textured. So we have Kate Marker, and she is out of Chicago. She has her own design business, but she's also marketing just a whole new concept, and that is she's doing art in partnership with Left Bank. Her images are very soothing, nothing that'll make you walk in and say, "Ooh, I hate that," or "Oh, I love that." They're just soothing. They were textured, and something I found very interesting in market. We've been selling a lot of blues the last couple of years, and we had her image in a blue and a green, and I was sure my customers would all go to the blue. And each time I showed them, they all went to the green. So out of market, I really learned that green is a hot color. I started showing all my customers this green and then went towards the green images in the showroom and realized, yes, this is the color of this year.
It definitely is. Everyone's loving that moss green specifically.
Yes.
It's kind of a gray green. I know we're on the radio, so we're trying to describe that, but it's so calm, so relaxing.
So what does it go with? What colors complement it?
Everything.
I think what you're talking about is you have a lot of organic colors in the home. And so it's nothing that'll step out and be so strong in the room, but it's very appealing to everybody. And the other thing is, I think you'll see it in women's clothing and men's clothing. My wife came home the other day and she bought a new comforter for our bed, duvet cover, and sure enough, it was that color. And I hadn't even talked to her yet about market. So this color is very strong.
And, you know, more than ever, I think because of COVID, people love having their homes be calm and restful and comfortable and more like a spa. And green is that color. It's very, very calm. It goes great with the blues, the yellows. You know, if you think of the color wheel, it's just a complementary color. People are getting away from all of the stark black and whites, and they're really going into the warm tones. So we're seeing a lot more browns, caramels, camel colors, that lighter tan, just with some really fresh textures, some linen, some creams, some taupes, all of that.
That's right. Jeff, what colors are on your wall at your home?
Well, it's interesting. We have a very traditional home,
okay,
but I was left one room because I'm from the New York City area. It's
right.
Called my New York room. Everything is brilliant because I'm a little bit colorblind, and so I like my colors to pop so that I can notice them. And like brilliant, brilliant blues and oranges in my artwork in that room and contemporary furniture, but it's the only room of the house that's that way. It was a concession granted me.
Well, that's nice. But when you walk in that room and you look at the art and the colors, I'm sure you feel really good when you're in there.
Lifts my spirits every time.
There you go.
You feel like you're right at home there in New York. I love that. You know, Jeff, I have to tell you, you're lucky that you did get a room in the house because most men actually just get the garage.
So true.
Good on you. Your wife's awesome. Okay, so in the interior design business, I go into people's homes all the time and they tour me through their home. And I'm always there to just say, what can I help you with? Why did you call me? How can I bless your life? And they always walk through and say, I don't really like this art, and I don't like this, and I don't know why I have this. My mom gave it to me, my grandma. And a lot of times it's the art. And so finding a piece of art that really speaks to you. One thing I love about Left Bank Art is they have statement pieces. Long gone are the days of lots of little knick-knacky things, just big statement pieces, and Left Bank just really, really shines in this department.
That's right, Heather, and you're the best example because in your store, you carry a lot of our large images. You're not afraid to put something big on your walls and something colorful, but I know you're good at bringing in those subdued colors that go right with your beautiful furniture that you're showing. So we're very strong because we're not importing. All the art is actually made in California.
Today we have Bob Eisen. He is the furniture rep from the manufacturer Left Bank Art, one of the best art companies in the entire country, on the show with us. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Real Estate Show.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday morning. I'm Jeff Kaplan, here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. We have so much fun at Osmond Designs. It is the most wonderful time of the year. I have to say, Christmas is set up. I can't believe it. And it's already selling. Something is wrong with all of us. This was happening before Halloween. Now we are in Thanksgiving land and, you know, getting ready for guests and family to arrive. And it's never too early to make your home cozy and warm. And that's what I love about fall, is all those warm colors. And of course, the scents of fall, the pumpkin spice, the cinnamon apple. We have over 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise ready for you to bring your truck and trailer and take it home today. And of course, we also offer special ordering. Today we have Bob Eisen. He is the manufacturer's representative for Left Bank Art, and he's here all the way from Denver, Colorado. Welcome back.
Thank you, Heather.
Always good to see you.
I love being here, and especially doing this show. You have such a beautiful store, and you are fantastic to be with.
This is so fun. Okay, so Bob, we recently placed an order with Left Bank Art. We are expecting a lot of great things to come in from your company. Let's talk about, you know, the history of Left Bank Art and what makes you guys so great.
I think we're a little bit different, Heather. About 40 years ago, Left Bank Art was started in California. And what's unusual is we have 450 employees. I think that's amazing. And each time that I go to the factory, I watch not only the art being transferred onto canvas, but we have a hand painting part of the building that we do. And these artists are actually painting by hand. It's not numbered. And they're doing this in such a beautiful way that I love to spend time there and watch how the art is hand painted, because it's basically a lost art. So much art today is actually imported from overseas, or you have your very expensive art in the galleries. People want to put new art in their homes, but they don't always know where to buy it and how to afford the art. I love the fact that you have so much of our Left Bank art on your floor, and that customer can walk in and not just buy one image, but now they can do a couple of rooms without feeling like they've spent their life savings on one or two images.
I think that's the name of the game, too, is spending just enough that your art is quality, but not so much that you feel like you can't give it away or update or replace it over time. Of course, you know, there's lots of different categories of art. There's fine art and investment art and all of those. Left Bank is not that. But beautiful, beautiful pieces that can look like originals.
I love the fact that you said quality, and we're actually putting a hand finish on these images. If you do have a customer that would want an original, we actually sell the originals from Left Bank too, because each item of the 26,000 images had an original that was painted. But to be able to look at it and see the hand finish, it looks like an original in its own way.
I love all of that. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the styles of the different art. So if you open up your catalog, they have all these different categories. So let's go through some of those. We're here on radio, so we're going to be as descriptive as possible for you.
There you go. Now, predominantly, you've done incredible with our landscapes. Scenes that have skies, warm backgrounds, colors that'll make you feel good. I know you've done some work up in Park City, and all of a sudden you'll change and you'll put ski images up there and you'll put animals up there. Stacy Howell, who is one of our photographers, actually lives in Park City, and she loves to go shoot images in Yellowstone. Well, that's really been a big help when we have a local artist out of Utah within the line. And I appreciate the fact that Left Bank's always looking, what is that next idea? What can we do for Utah? Recently, I've been doing more work down in St. George. A lot of customers in Utah have places in St. George. So we sent one of our best photographers down there to photograph the arches. And Utah, which has five national
parks. Yeah.
There's so much to photograph here. And I love the fact that we're putting those in our line.
And I love, not only are people doing that in their residential homes, but a lot more of that themed art that's really Utah specific is going in commercial buildings.
Oh my gosh. When you come into Osmond Designs, take a look, but also think about your office. Now, most offices have old art. You don't walk in feeling good. It's kind of been 10 years since somebody put art in there. So my suggestion is, take a look at it. It's so great for the employees in a business to walk in each and every day and feel good about the environment that they're in.
I think it's more important than ever, not only to love your home, but love where you work. I know KSL, you know, is also going through some renovations. The studio that we actually record in was recently remodeled, and it's so much lighter and brighter and more modern looking.
Doesn't it make a huge difference?
It's so much better.
The interesting thing, Bob is looking around saying, hey, where's the art?
I'm looking for the art.
Well, no, there's no art because
art?
Everything has a soundproof panel in these rooms.
We can do
studios.
That.
Wait, can we talk?
We can do that.
We can print buffaloes and horses on them and still
That's
have
right.
soundproof studio recording. So don't worry, Jeff. Left Bank Art can do that.
I think you have to talk to some of our people. I'm going to make some introductions after we're done.
That's right. That sounds great.
Okay. Some of my favorite are just your animals. Horses, buffaloes, dogs, owls. You guys do all of that cool stuff.
We do. And I must admit, the Stacy House, she does this beautiful image of a buffalo walking down a river in Yellowstone and the water splashing. And it just captured me when I saw it. I picked it out a couple years ago. And that's how I found Stacy Howell. But they're so powerful, these images. They say so much, and they have such strong movement that's my favorite part of the line, because I'm a mountain guy at heart, and I love being in the mountains and working with all the mountain people along with Heather.
I think so too. So, you know, like you had mentioned earlier, I'm a sucker for landscapes. They are just timeless. They're beautiful. I love the mountains. Anything with those images, I always buy from you, which is great. I love the canyons. I love the lakes. Anything that reminds me of Utah. I'm a Utah homegrown girl, and so it just makes me happy. And I think, you know, specifically Park City area, St. George area, you know, all across the Wasatch Front, truthfully, you'll see that a lot in our Parade of Homes. We love to feature all of your latest and greatest people, but specifically these new artists that no one has ever seen this art before. So you really end up with unique pieces because you have, what, 26,000 images?
That's right, Heather. And a lot of your customers could own a home somewhere else. They could own a home in California or Florida. We're seeing a lot of Colorado people go down to Florida. And I just want you to know, we've got a lot of images for these areas. And you can go ahead and ship their art down to Florida. It can go right to your customer's home. And we can give them oceans and waves, and we even do art on surfboards.
So cool. Okay, this last week I had an interior design appointment, and we were trying to figure out what to do in a game room. Utah is known for having huge homes with basements, because we can have basements. We don't have the water table problems that oftentimes you will see in other parts of the country. And then just what do you put on the wall for some of those spaces? You guys have it.
Well, we have so many options, but recently our team went to France to look at the art show over there, and they saw a lot of neon being done in the artwork. So we do offer some beautiful images that have, it's an LED basically strip that we're doing that looks like neon, but it comes right down the image and works with the actual image itself. So that's something new we're doing down there. I love putting murals in basements. Sometimes you just want something big down there. So our murals, where we can do all of our images, we can put in basements too.
So cool. Okay, those man caves, Jeff. We're speaking your language over here.
I'm hearing neon, but without the buzzing.
That's right. That's right. And it will last a long time. But this is just the next up to date. And the LED gives you just nice, and it comes in different colors.
So cool. Okay, so when you go to market, you get to see the latest and greatest and best new intros that are coming through for the entire country. And then I always call it, we Utahize it. So you always look for the photos and the images that best represent what our customers want. And those are the things that we bring into Osmond Designs. And what's really cool is we usually just bring in one or two. So once it's gone, it's gone. And then we purchase something else. So we don't buy 25 of one image, and you know, some seven of your neighbors don't have the exact same thing. So you definitely want to come in, check it out. If you love it, grab it, because it may not be there the next
day. Bob, I was going to ask you what's the most popular kind of image, but who wants what's most popular? Because that means it's going to be in the house next door and the one next to that.
And the best part is Heather actually carries so many different types of images because each person is so unique. And whatever she brings in, 50% alike and 50% may not like. So that's, diversification is so important when bringing in art. And we have 6 markets a year that we're introducing new images at. So we keep changing and adding.
You guys are innovative and you're aggressive. And that's what I love about Left Bank Art. You listen to your customers. I listen to my customers. Take that info to you, and then you are always there to be cutting edge and provide what we need. And I love that. Bob Eisen here, all the way from Denver, Colorado, here to talk about Left Bank Art and all the fun things coming to Osmond Design. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
I don't often get to kick back and just talk about art for an hour, but here we are. This is Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
They sure are, Jeff. We have loved having you on the show with us today, Jeff. You know, you're kind of the king of radio here at KSL, and I'm honored to be able to co-host this show with you. Welcome.
more like court jester, but I appreciate it. It's wonderful to be here with you.
You know, we're going to get to know a lot more about Jeff as the weeks go on, and we're going to hear all the funny, you know, DIY stories, not only of Jeff, but myself, and we probably share a little more than we need to on this show.
It's a process of discovery.
But we're real on the show, which makes it really, really fun. And, you know, what I love most about this show is we get to feature and highlight the best of what Utah has, you know, the contractors, the subcontractors, the title companies, the Utah State Home Builders Association president, and, you know, all of those good things. But we also get to have the best guest from all over the country on the KSL Real Estate Show sharing with us tips and tricks. And today we have Bob Eisen all the way from Denver, Colorado, here to represent Left Bank Art.
Thank you, Heather. It's so great to be here, and we certainly enjoy having our art in both your stores.
Okay, Bob, what I love most is the customization of Left Bank Art. I love that we can special order for our clients so you don't end up with all the same things as your neighbors. You can choose the size, you can choose the frame, you can choose the substrate, which is the product that you print the image on, whether that be linen or canvas or G-Clay or snowboards we talked about a little bit earlier. You do all of that. We have orders coming all the time, so you don't have to wait forever to get your customized art that's perfect for your space.
That's right, Heather. And I think what we've been talking a lot about art today, but so often your customer may walk in and not even see an image that they fall in love with. So the good news is that we have a website that they could actually go in and look at the images and then work with your salespeople to decide which one they want, what size they want, how do they want to frame it. And I think that's a lot to ask to offer to the customer today, because everybody is an individual and you're able to help them with those ideas. You have probably 60 or 70 images on your floor now, but there's another 20,000 not on your floor, and the customer can actually find those.
I love that so much. Really, your home is a reflection of you. Where you work is a reflection of you, and it should be somewhere that inspires you, that you love to be. And art really is so specific.
It is, and it changes every year. So the colors that are here today won't be around in a couple of years. And as I said, I went to market, and the greens were so much stronger this time. So I find that people want to update their home, and this is an inexpensive way versus buying sometimes something large. Art on the wall is a great way to give your room a new look.
So I'm an interior designer. I'm going into a lot of Utah homes at every price point. And long gone are the days of the Tuscan old world with the poppies and the big ornate frames and all those good things. An easy and inexpensive way to update your space is to buy more modern, clean, cozy, restful art.
Ask you both a question about frames. You mentioned choosing how you frame them. There are a myriad of choices you can make, from wood to frameless to metal. What's popular?
Jeff, I think we have about 110 different frames. So what's popular is we call them floating frames, and there's a separation between the frame and the image, and it gives you a little space. And some of your originals and the masters, when they framed art, a lot of times this is how they did it. We can do them in wood. And what's nice is Heather's team can work with the budget of the customer. If they want wood, great. And if they don't want wood, we can actually save money.
Well, and I think you can get them in metal, right? So there's silvers, there's gold, there's wood, you know, everything in between. Black's really popular, white's very popular. And a lot of times how we decide what frame we want to put on that piece of art is just based off the image of the art and pulling some of those colors out and then looking at the overall space that art will go into. Last but not least, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. We love this bank. They are proud supporters of Utah and our community. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you again for being on the show with us, Bob Eisen, Left Bank Art. Check it out at Osmond Designs. So many images coming in almost on a weekly basis. Come in and check it out at Osmond Designs. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be back next week.